Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Nation, so glad to talk to you today. We're going to dive into something exciting I know you're going to love. For those of you joining us live or on the video, I don't know if you can tell, I'm standing up. I got my new standing desk. So I don't know if you can tell, but it's, I guess you'll just have to take my word. But I'll let you know how that works. I've heard sitting is the new cancer, smoking, or whatever terrible thing. So I'm trying standing. I'll let you know how it goes. You guys can tell me if my energy is any better standing up, or maybe it's too much. You're like, sit down. We got too much. Hey, Karen Coy, good to have you. So today, we are talking about SEO, search engine optimization for your cleaning business. And we are going to get so deep into this because I answer so many stuff. There's so much bad information about there. So many people doing so many crazy things, wasting so much money. Andrew says, don't get cancer. I'll write that down, Andrew. Appreciate you. He's one of our elite members. TJ, good evening. TJ Cleaning Nation. Evie Lynn is here, another elite member. I love the support you guys give. It is so exciting to chat it up. And it's fun, too, to see by the titles how many people show up. We can kind of tell what's interesting and what's not. We got some people showing up for this one, so it seems like this might be a good one. All right. Good. So the problem is, if you don't know how to deal with it, we're going to talk about SEO, and we're going to actually talk a little bit about paid traffic as well. So search engine optimization is just what we call organic. Some people call it free traffic. I don't like that because it is not free if you do it right. So we call it organic traffic, meaning someone searches something, you know, best cleaner in Phoenix, Arizona, or best, you know, janitorial service, or how do I find, or something like that, and you come up. Paid traffic is a little more straightforward. You tell Google, I will give you up to X amount of dollars if you give me a click when this thing is searched, or Facebook or wherever, and they do that. So we're going to talk mostly about organic or unpaid traffic, but we're going to talk a little bit about paid traffic as well. So the problem is your website isn't getting any traffic, and every time you try this paid traffic nonsense, nothing works, right? You just get killed. I love Facebook and don't do a ton with Google, but they kind of are sometimes, I feel, set up to not really help out the little guy that is trying to figure this stuff out. So it is easy to blow $100, $500, $1,000 on any of those paid advertising sites and really not get the results. So we're going to talk about how not to do that. The problem is if you don't do it, if we just stay away from paid traffic, that's a huge, or organic traffic, that's a huge opportunity that we're losing. So many owners of cleaning companies I talk to hate their website. We'll talk about that, a different topic for a different day. Or they've got a website, whether they like it or hate it, like nobody comes. So it doesn't matter what's on it. They're not motivated to make it better because no one ever shows up. So we're going to talk about how to fix that. The problem is we have so many beliefs that are just absolutely wrong that are holding us back, and we're going to blow those up today so you guys can have the right beliefs and get the right results and not waste a bunch of time or money and still get what you need. So the first thing is we've got this belief. Hey, Adriana Moon, glad to have you here. If I just make nice with Google, if I can just make Google love me and I love Google back, I'll be rich, right? The reality is, and first and foremost, we want to get this super clear. There is no such thing as I'm number one on Google. There is only ranking for specific keywords, and that is only at certain times, right? So there is no such thing when people try to sell you or say, you'll be number one on Google. Well, guess what? I could make you number one on Google tomorrow if you'd like to be number one for red aardvark, red male aardvark for sale in Pocatello County, $12. Best offer, right? For that search term, I'm pretty sure I can get you to rank, maybe not tomorrow because Google works slowly, but pretty quickly and pretty easily. So it's not just a matter of ranking. It's ranking for the right terms. And I said terms, not term, right? You might rank for cleaning company Phoenix, but there might be 100 terms you want to rank for, right? Home cleaning service, maid service, janitorial service, commercial cleaning service, best commercial cleaning service rankings, how to find a commercial cleaning service, what to pay a cleaning service, how to get a cleaning service bid, commercial cleaning service, you know, I could go on and on. So the reality is you really got to understand which terms you'd like to rank for. And Google's got some tools where you can kind of check and see what's getting searched. And those tools are free, which is nice. I think you just have to have a Google AdWords account, but you don't have to spend any money. All that to say, there is no such thing as being number one on Google. There's only ranking for specific keywords, and that is only at a specific time, right? Because Google puts ads first, then the calendar. Used to be organic was just right at the top. You search something, boom, whoever came up, but now you gotta pay and the calendar one's up there too. So the next thing that people get is, well, the other thing we need to talk about before we go, if I just make nice with Google, if I can just convince them that I'm worthy of their traffic, I'll be rich. First of all, we got to understand what that means, ranking for ranking on Google. The second thing is Google changes its mind all the time, right? What it decides 10, 20 years ago is pretty easy to get Google to think that you were important. Now it's difficult and it changes. So the SEO guys, a lot of them that are like kind of this black hat, and we'll talk about that in a minute, have all these tricks and tips that try to trick Google into thinking that you're an authoritative site, right? Buying a bunch of links or keyword stuffing. There's all sorts of nonsense that you can do to try and trick Google into thinking that you know what you're doing. The problem is you don't want your business's financial security to depend on the whims of Google, right? Because Google giveth and Google taketh away. There have been times where guys had hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue monthly based on organic, not in the cleaning business, in the kind of the internet digital marketing world. And it went away just like that with one Google slap. All right. So another belief that holds us up is we think SEO is this magic voodoo that forces Google to give me all the traffic. If I just get a good SEO guy, like he's got a special bat line to Google that he's going to call and I'll be rich because I'll get all this traffic. The reality is Google does what's best for Google. Right? So they don't have any deals with any SEO people. They're very cagey about their process and their algorithms and all that sort of stuff. The way they look at it and the way they're always going to look at it one way or another is which gets the best user experience. That's what Google wants, right? So anytime we're trying to sell anything to anybody, including Google, we got to ask, what is it that they want, right? What's our customer's pain? Well, Google's pain is they want the best customer experience, right? They're number one. They want to stay number one. The way they do that is when someone searches Red Aardvark in, you know, Tennessee, relevant results come up. So that's what Google does. And it used to be they would do by links and, you know, just that keywords. Now there's all sorts of stuff. It's like, well, how many clicks does it get? So if you get clicked more than other people, they're going to give you more traffic, right? The rich get richer in traffic terms. If people engage and stay on your site longer, they're going to do that. So there's all sorts of stuff that they check to make sure. But really, instead of just trying to trick them into look at us, we're authoritative, it's much more profitable to be authoritative and actually be an authority in your space and try and trick Google into thinking you're the authority. Because they're always going to, the cool thing is that's called white hat, right? When you're just like, I'm going to be an authority. I'm going to create actual content and actual value for people that are looking for best cleaner in, you know, Nebraska, right? Or hopefully a city in Omaha. So the beauty of that is, you're not just trying to trick Google, right? We built this whole business that we've got right now. You're listening to a podcast, watching a Facebook Live, watching us on YouTube. And guess what? There's people reading a blog that we just kind of used from the words that we're using here. So the cool thing is once you've done 400 or 500 of these like we've done, Google thinks you're pretty daggum authoritative and someone else could come in and pay some SEO genius to try and, you know, dethrone us. It's going to be a son of a gun because we've got so much content out there. It's going to be really hard to compete with. So the trick is to not have a trick, to actually be authoritative in what your customers want, as opposed to trying to trick Google to think that you're authoritative in what your customers want. So the cool thing is we want, and again, that's going to help more also convert, right? So your customers, we always think customers come to our website wanting to know about us, right? Like I'm going to put in like, I was born in 19. I'm not going to tell you guys because I'm old. All right, 1974. You got it out of me. So that was easier than you thought. We want to make it about us, right? Because we think that's what they want. But I promise you, every single one of your visitors to your site aren't online going, I'd like to get more information about my local cleaning companies. They don't care. They have a problem that they're trying to solve. And they come to your website hoping that you can solve it, right? So if you talk about you and how great you are, Andrew says, Dad, maybe, buddy. Andrew's a young guy, could be. I've got a 21-year-old boy. I think Andrew's, oh my gosh, I think I've got a son younger than Andrew. And for all of you guys busting and send me hate mail going, stop talking to the people in the chat when you're on the podcast or watching the video. Hey, come join us live and you won't have to deal with that. Or you'll still have to deal with it, but at least you could be in on the conversation. So again, the trick is we want to be authoritative, not pretend to be authoritative. And that's what people want anyone. They want their people. Andrew says he's 29. I don't believe it. I'm going to card him. We want to That's going to, so again, when people search whatever they're searching for and they come to our website, they want information. They want to know that you can solve their pain. So we're going to go from, if that's what we do, we create content that solves their pain. That's why you were here, right? You had a pain going, I want to grow my cleaning company. I want to get more traffic to my cleaning company's website. I want to get information on SEO for my cleaning company's website. So you come here, I give lots of information. Half of you go, this guy's a complete idiot. That's okay. We'll probably never get along anyway. The other half go, holy crap, this guy's a genius. I should give him lots and lots of money for his help, right? That's how that works. You guys can do the exact same thing in your space. And surprise, as a bonus, you get to, Google falls in love with you because you actually are authoritative as opposed to just pretending to be authoritative. So the problem is so many, and because for all of you guys that are alive, we'll give you a quick reward here. I don't know how long we've got, but if you've got a question on SEO, websites, traffic, throw it in the chat. If I have time, I'll answer it. So the last thing that we get that kind of throws us off is like, oh, you don't know, Mike, I've got a guy, I give him $500 a month to SEO my website, right? We don't even know what SEO my website is, but we think if we give this stranger $500 a month, he will somehow force Google to do your will and send you all sorts of traffic. The reality is, if you said that for that kind of price point, he's probably just going to set up meta tags, keyword stuff, a couple blogs, and call it a day. So you're really not going to get a lot. Also, one of the things about organic traffic is it can take a while, right? Google does not move that fast. They've got a spider of the websites, right? Every single website in the world, they got to go check. So it can take months and months and months. And part of what they look at is, how long has this website been up, right? So there is no magic, I'll just pay this guy and I'll be top immediately, right? The nice thing is, because we're going local, right? Because we own local companies, it is a lot easier to own a local search, right? Best cleaning company ever can be tough to own that keyword search, but best cleaning company in Tuscaloosa can be a lot easier to buy. So things can work a little quicker local, but it can take months before that works if you've got a good guy. And the good guys aren't $500 a month, they're a couple grand a month, and all they're gonna do is create a bunch of content. That's why we teach you how to make your own content like we're doing here, right? Like we've gotten, I think last month we got 186 leads. So that's what we teach you how to do. Evelyn says, straight website versus blogger website. Wouldn't the blogger site be better because you can post a single post? Yeah. So first of all, there really shouldn't be such a big difference. But yes, a website with content that's going to serve your company or serve your prospects is always going to be better than just a bunch of crap about you, Evelyn. So it depends on what the blog is. Really, it's not, is it a blogger website or is it a straight website or is it a landing page? All that matters is, are you speaking to your perfect prospect's pain? If you are, that's going to draw them in. And if you help them solve it with your problem or with your services, that's what makes you rich. So it's not really, yes, blogs can be great if you speak to their pain, right? A lot of people miss the boat entirely. Like, I do a blog on cleaning tips. Well, guess what? The problem that you solve is never having to clean again. So you don't want to teach your people how to clean. You want to teach them how you can make that problem go away forever, which is you doing it. Then you go. So the next, and this is the big thing I want you guys to get, because so many people get kind of caught up on traffic before we get to conversion. And the truth be told, conversion is far more important. I shouldn't say it's far more important, but you've got to get that set up before you deal with traffic, right? So the trick is all right, so a couple things. First of all, people, that's what really gets me frustrated about like Google and Facebook. Even if you do a great job and they send you great quality traffic, right? Because all traffic is not created equal, right? If you've got some, you know, I've got my website, people all the time are like, you know, hey, 1,000 free clicks for a billion, for 10 cents, or, you know, video this, or all sorts of ads, right? So if you get a bunch of ads, or, you know, people from India putting ad, that traffic's almost worthless, right? It actually can hurt your website. So A, it's a quality of traffic, and the traffic source that you use has a difference. That's why we like, to a degree, organic traffic, because someone that's searching best cleaning company in Phoenix, if I have a cleaning company in Phoenix, that's a pretty good search. Or how to hire a cleaning company, or how to hire a maid service in Phoenix, that's a pretty good search, right? That's good traffic. So we can really kind of get intent at that point. The trick is we focus on the traffic, but we don't think about the quality, which we just talked about. And we also don't think about conversions. So you can pay, say you paid Google or Facebook or anybody for traffic and they buried, you got 1,000 clicks, say in a week. The problem is if you don't have a converting website, right? If you pay for these clicks and it just comes to your website that says, sign up now for our free newsletter, or some generic thing that doesn't really speak to their pain, you're not going to get any conversions. A lot of times we blame the traffic source. Oh, I tried Facebook, it doesn't work. The problem is you don't have a funnel. You don't have anything converted, right? So you, you know, that's like me putting you in a pond fully stocked with fish. There's nothing but fish, and they're starving. And they all want food. And you put your line in, but you have the wrong bait, right? It's not the pond's fault. The fish are there, man. You just didn't have the right bait. So you've got to make sure that your website converts before we start sending traffic. Cecilia says, will you please define organic traffic? Absolutely. It's any traffic you don't directly pay for. So Google AdWords, Facebook ads, Bing, that's all paid. Like I'll give you up to $4 for a click, and you give them $3.19, you get one click. Organic traffic means somebody puts in a search and Google says you are the absolute best person, or you're one of the top 10 best people that do this. So we're gonna show all 10 and you're gonna be on there, and someone clicks on that. That's organic traffic. You didn't have to pay for it. TJ says, get a free quote. I'm guilty of that one. Well, again, you're gonna get the critter that your bait attracts, right? So if you say get a free quote, you're gonna get folks that are price shopping, right? They want to get pricing. If you put out a solution to a problem, you're going to get people that want to solve a problem. That's what we want. So it's really important that you make sure that your website converts before you start spending a bunch of money on traffic. And the insidious thing is, guess who converts better? Organic or warm traffic or cold traffic, right? So warm traffic means like right now, I'm going to say, hey, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. If you're interested and you want more help with this, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got a webinar there that's completely free. It's on demand. It's some of the best training we have, and there's nothing even for sale on it. It's more content to try and make you guys love us so we can help you. See, now if the folks that are here on this broadcast that go there are going to be much, because we've spent now 10, 15, 20 minutes together, you guys are going to be much more valuable, much warmer for me to be able to help you than someone that just saw an ad that's cold traffic, right? So the reality of the situation is, if you start sending paid traffic to your website, but you can't convert organic traffic, you're going to have a problem. So many people do that. They don't worry about conversion. They just start sending paid traffic, and then they get frustrated with the traffic when it doesn't convert, when the reality is you don't have a converting website. Evie Lynn says organic traffic is the opposite of paid, which defines the visits. Okay, that's too long. Evie Lynn, I can't read it, but I'm assuming you're saying stuff that's genius. So the reality of the situation is traffic is great. Start with warm traffic, right? Anyone that from this broadcast that goes to growmycleaningcompany.com would be warm traffic. To some degree, you know, and I'm going to assume like and assume trust me, or you wouldn't go to my website, right? So that's the best sort. Organic traffic can be pretty good as well, right? That just means you searched for something. I know that there's some sort of intent because you searched for it. So that's pretty good. And then paid traffic is kind of the hardest to convert. The trick is, so you're like, well, shoot, why would anyone do paid traffic? Why wouldn't we just do all organic traffic? Guess what? I'd rather you do organic traffic. I'd rather you have warm traffic that you create based on content and get them to send your website. The problem is the entire universe isn't looking at this broadcast, unfortunately, right? Or at least the universe that I want, which is owners of cleaning companies. But a big, big part of the entire universe is on Facebook, right? So when I do these, we get tons and tons of business from these lives that we do in the podcast and the YouTube channel, all that. We've got, I think combined, we've got well over a million views and downloads. But even with that, there's still a limited amount. Facebook, I can scale, right? I can go, hey, I'll spend $100 a day, $1,000 a day, $2,000 a day. We can scale. So just remember, we've got to start with conversion, because it doesn't matter how much traffic you get, unless it's going to convert. So first we want the best traffic, which is warm traffic that you send to your self-generated, just like we're doing here. That's the best traffic, but you have to send it to a converting website. I'll tell you, I'm saying go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I'll give you our whole funnel right now. Hopefully people come here and go, I love this guy, or I don't hate this guy, or maybe I like him or not, but I think he's smart and I think he can help me grow my cleaning company. He says, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I'm going to go there. Then they sign up for the webinar. On the webinar, there's nothing for sale, right? It's just some of the best training that we've got. And then at the end of that, you get an opportunity to speak with one of our coaches who's going to help you come up with a plan to reach your goals, to find out where you're at, where you want to be, why that's important to you, and help you get there. Some percentage of those people we help come up with a plan are going to go, holy crap, you guys are what we want. Please, please help me. That's a great little funnel, right? So we get lots and lots of traffic to that through stuff like this, the podcast and the Facebook Live and the blog and all that stuff. But we can only scale it so far. So because we know that we have a converting funnel, right, the people that go to that webinar and talk to our folks, that works for us, we can send cold traffic, which isn't as good, but it's much more scalable, right? There's only a certain amount of people that are going to come from my content that I create. But when I go to Facebook and Google, I get millions and millions, access to millions and millions of people, a much larger percentage of owners of cleaning companies. Jose says, what funnel do you recommend for office cleaning? This exact same funnel I'm telling you about, right? You put out content that is going to speak to the problem that your company solves. You send them to some sort of help, right? Whether it's a free ebook on how to solve their problem, a live event where you're going to help solve their problem, you coming out to their office and doing a free kind of, not an estimate, because anyone can get a free estimate, but an assessment of what their pain is in their facility and how you can serve them. So again, you just keep giving value for free and helping them solve their problem for free. So you, not only do you create tremendous goodwill, but the folks that want your help come to you for help. They're already pre-sold. They already know and like and trust you, and they want your help. And you don't have to sell anything. You can just really sift and sort the folks that you want. And again, we get hundreds of folks coming to us for help every month, much of which is just free traffic. So if you would like to learn how to do that, go to growingcleaningcompany.com. Check out the training. Like I said, there's nothing for sale. It's just constantly more giving you guys more service and help, and love, love, love that. Hopefully you guys got some value. You see the potential with websites, with paid traffic, with organic traffic, and at least you've got enough information not to kind of get screwed and take advantage of and waste a bunch of money. So that's it. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.